Sports This Hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo on this Thursday morning, 21st day of May. Julie and James on the show this
morning.
Good morning. Getting some rain.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Oregon.
I know. 7 inches of snow is a possibility up at Burgess Junction.
That's
awesome. Oh, wow. We got to cheer that on.
I hope we get that.
We got to cheer that on. Speaking of cheering on, we were cheering our teammates on last night. Sheridan Media, a bunch of the Sheridan Media crew went out to Sheridan Tactical and played a little paintball.
Played a lot of paintball.
We played
like 3 hours.
We had 3 hours of paintball, which I could not believe.
Mm-hmm. I know, it flew by.
Because when we went out and everybody's gone, you know, we just want to do this for maybe about an hour or so. And then all of a sudden, it's starting to get dark.
Yeah. And we've covered every different
played every course.
Experience. We played every course. So you know what? They're going to have the grand opening coming up. Sheridan Tactical. Check it out online.
It's open this weekend. Schedule online. But it's so fun. I'm ready for a rematch. Because you guys won.
Yeah.
You guys won three or four and we won
We won the first one and then it was a straight sweep after that.
Which was the car field.
That was Julie and James were on and one team along with Jill and else was on there? Clint was on the team.
Shauna.
Yes. And then
you guys were.
And then Steve Schreffler and Hunter's son and Grant. And
you.
And Grant was sucking
and
air.
Bill.
And Bill. Yeah. So we had a ton of fun last night out at Sheridan Tactical, north of town.
Yeah.
That was
I just need to develop strategy. I just run like
Once you
the guy from
we'll post pictures on Facebook.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, it's not the
and then I get hit.
I mean, the one thing they tell you is you got to keep moving and you don't think about that when you're out there, but you got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Got to keep moving.
We had a blast.
It was awesome.
That was a ton of fun.
I will be back.
Highly suggest you go do that.
I learned a lot about everybody.
Great team building.
Yeah. I learned if I got Julie to my right, I'm going to get no comms. I'm not going to have any idea who's over there.
So,
right. See, I need to work on that.
Yep. So it was great. Great fun. And highly suggest you do that. Go online, SheridanTactical.com.
I think that's right.
Website, right? And tell you, Nira and the group out there just they've treated us like VIPs.
They have all the gear.
They
go through this everything with you.
All the safety work and everything else. So you wanted something fun, go do that. Definitely go do that. Okay, looking at the date book today, as we all are a little stiffer this morning.
A little sore.
A little stiff this morning. 1898, financier and manufacturer Armin Hammer was born.
Armand?
Whoa.
Armond.
It's one word. His first name was one word. Armand. Armand.
Whoa, that's how it was named? I didn't know that.
Yes. And so I thought it was two people.
So did I.
But Armand is one. So he named the company ARM, and
Hammer.
So,
I mean, talk about a
baking soda,
an easy name. I mean, he was like, I got an easy name for a business. It's just my whole name.
It's my whole name.
Easy.
Armin Hammer. Yeah. Interesting. Let's see. L. Franken is 75 today. Mr. T is 74 today.
Okay.
Mr. T, the A-Team. Remember that?
Yeah. Rocky and wrestling.
You know what his real name is?
No. I have no idea.
Lawrence Tarot.
Oh.
You said that to me, and if you just gave me his full name, I would have assumed he was a
James was saying,
accountant.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine being in a waiting room?
Yeah, you're exactly. Lawrence Tarot
and Mr. T walked up. Lawrence Tarot. And you're going, first you're sitting there going, that's Mr. T. And then this guy stands up. It's like, that's his real name.
I pity the fool that has to sit next to you, Mr. T.
It was the year was 1819. The first bicycles imported from England appeared on the streets in New York City, and within a month they banned them. Hazard.
Oh. I guess if people didn't know how to ride bikes, and then you're running into horses
or,
and carriages.
I was gonna say the horses. Yeah.
The year was 1956. The U.S. exploded the first hydrogen bomb over Bikini Atoll.
Wow.
Pacific on this day, 1956. Today, eat more fruits and veggies day. I'm trying.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good on the fruits.
Veggies are hard. Put them in a smoothie.
I know.
That's the way I do it.
You got a good smoothie recipe. Mm-hmm. You told me about from. We'll give an unbiased.
Health Nut. Health Nut does a really good one. Yeah. It spinach, bananas, avocado. It's all the good stuff.
Okay. I try to get.
It's green, and that's off putting for a lot of people. I'm sure it's like a dark green color, but once you, it tastes like bananas.
Right.
See, the overpowering flavor.
Yeah. Once you mix it up like that.
Yeah.
Well, if you throw pineapple in anything, it overrides it too. So if that's in there.
Good point. Yes. So eat more of that today. Eat more fruits and veggies. Tea day. T-E-A day.
Tea Love day. Tea. Yes. I drink tea a lot.
I do too.
I drink coffee a lot.
I don't drink
it's
any tea.
It's tea day, so we'll talk about that.
I know you drink a lot of coffee.
Is tea like tea's got to be the most accessible
drink
/ food product that we have on planet Earth, right? You can get tea from gas stations. Yeah. That and like rice.
Or I don't know, but coffee you can get anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking of bad. Well, not
I don't
here.
Go to Farmer's Co-op for a bowl
of
rice.
It's different here, but like if you think of Asian countries, they have it in their gas stations. You can just grab rice.
I don't think we have that advertisement for a bowl of rice at Farmer's Co-op.
Yeah. So.
Craving rice.
I'm thinking of it like bagged though, like tea. You can coffee. You can get bagged coffee at like a lot of. Can
I'm
you?
Thinking gas dispensers. Stations? Yeah. There's tea. There's coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah, anyway.
Okay, new survey. Top 5 burger toppings. What do you think?
Pickles.
Yeah.
Mustard, onion.
No pickles.
Pickles? All right, well, let's just move on to the next thing, because that's wrong.
I don't know who did this.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
Ketchup.
Onions, ketchup, lettuce, and cheese.
Onions,
I know.
Yeah,
I don't put onions on anything.
No, yeah, I was going to say, if you put onions on that burger, you know what you're putting it on top of? Pickles, because pickles is on every burger.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that I do get in my diet, guacamole, because I do like avocados. Try to eat like 3 a week.
Let's back up a minute. What do you put on your hamburger?
What do I put on my hamburger?
Yeah, what do you put on a burger?
I'll cheat. Extra provolone cheese. Usually do a couple slices.
Provolone. Okay. Yes.
Provolone, lettuce, tomatoes.
Provolone's a lunch meat cheese for me. Like, I don't do it on burgers. I do it on, like, turkey.
Oh.
I like a cheddar, pickles, and mustard.
Same.
That's it.
Yeah, well, you like cheddar on apple pie, too.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Which we found that out earlier.
Wait, what's on yours?
You're putting the cheese whiz on apple pie.
Not cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
I mean, ideally, pickles, mustard, ketchup, lettuce, and then I'll put onions on there. I like onions on my burger. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I like caramel.
I don't like tomatoes.
Anyway.
Hate tomatoes. Sorry.
Went down the hamburger.
I hate tomatoes, but I love everything tomato based. Marinara sauce, ketchup, everything.
You know, when you want a really good, normally when I make hamburgers, I do the lean meat, you know, type stuff. But if you really want a good burger, get a little fat in there.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta
mayo on a burger, too.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's some good recipes for mayo.
You know what's really good is ham on a burger.
Not a big ham person.
I like egg on my burger, too.
Do you like egg on your burger?
All right. I'll tell you, we're just nothing but unprovoked whatever I was about. I don't know the word I'm looking for.
You're still suffering.
Yeah,
I can't think. P.O. News.
Yes.
Dimple. The Demp burger. He puts peanut butter on it and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, this is so good.
The Demp burger
is really good, too.
We'll give Mark a little...
Never had it. I'll just try it.
You gotta try really good.
You got to do the Demp burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a burger a sandwich? I was arguing with my brother about this yesterday. Is a burger a sandwich or is it not a sandwich? Because it's different meat. He was trying to tell me that he thought a gyro is a sandwich. I was like, you got to get out of my face with that. That is not a sandwich.
It's a bread around
bread.
Condiments. I would say, yes, it's a sandwich.
Is a burrito a sandwich? Because it's a bread around condiments.
I don't know.
No.
I would call a burger. I call a burger a burger. You
that's
know?
What but I mean, I
don't really
I get
call it.
It
a sandwich.
That's how I was at the gyro. I was like, a gyro is a gyro. It's different.
Even though you'll see maybe on the menu under the sandwich topping.
Yeah. Then we got into the...
Yeah, it is like, a burger. I don't... You're right. It's usually
And then
corn.
We got in the whole thing. Is a hot dog a sandwich? I was like, I don't even want to go there. I mean, what are we doing?
That's quite the conversation you had with Will.
Yeah. Yeah, just a casual Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you talking, call this a talking, sandwich or not?
Yeah.
Topic tonight.
Talking sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay, so rain out there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than the smell after it rains.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Oh, you mean of the
it's
pavement?
A chemical.
Well, pavement outside.
No, of all, it's a chemical that's released by the plants.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's...
can't think of the name of it, though.
It's called petrichor.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yes. So that smell that we're going to smell
mm-hmm.
is called petrichor. From the Greek petra stone... An ichor from the blood of the Greek gods and goddesses. The term was coined by two Australian researchers in 1964.
Wow, that's pretty late.
Petrichor.
So petrichor is what you're going to smell. If you go outside right now, you might smell a little bit.
Do they have the definition for the smell of gasoline that everybody loves?
No, that, you love like, it.
I love the smell of gasoline.
Do you really?
I love that smell. Yeah. I'll get out my car at the gas station, fill it up, and I'll go.
So weird.
Really?
Good. Yeah.
You know the worst thing for me is being on an airplane and smelling the fuel.
The jet fuel?
Instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Jet fuel has
a
different
tint
to it. Yeah.
I get a headache instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as I smell, and it seems like every flight I've ever been on.
You gotta get the,
wow,
get
that,
really?
You get that whiff yeah. of jet fuel.
It's got a different tinge to it for sure. It's a little deeper, if that makes sense.
I don't think I've even thought of jet fuel.
You'll smell it.
Now I will.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Yeah,
guys.
You'll smell it.
You haven't?
No, it's never
it's
registered.
Like, I think it's like virtually every time I've ever been on an airplane.
I notice it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it just instantly gives me a migraine.
I don't get a headache from it, though. I get a euphoric feeling.
Yeah, James.
I'm like, oh, this is great.
I'll take a seat James by the engine, like, please.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a seat by the by the wing, please. Thank you.
Could you fill that up a little bit full?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man. So, yeah. James likes
petrichor. Petrolcore is what they call that.
Petrichor is what you're going to smell today. And hopefully we'll get about 7 inches of
snow on the
mountain. We got to cheer that on, okay? Think good thoughts. We need it. Because then we got to... Unbelievable, beautiful, gorgeous weekend that mm-hmm. people have plans
Memorial
for.
Day weekend, yeah.
I hope we have plans for. Okay, another trivia question for you today. What is the name of the theme park the Griswolds are traveling to the National Lampoon Vacation? What's
Wally
the theme
World.
Park? Oh, okay.
Yeah, rip. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, folks, park's closed.
That's the best line.
Moose up front, should have told you.
I love that.
Park's closed.
One more time, Julie.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. Moose up front should have told you.
I'll do it today.
The first impression she's given us.
All right. Good one. Julie James, have an awesome day today. Let's think positive vibes. Let's get some rain. Let's get some snow today and a beautiful weekend ahead. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Wyoming Source for News, 8 o'clock. I got that love medicinal. I make you feel invincible.